Dvar Halachim Chavis Aldovis, Monday night, or L'chaf Aleph Teves. So, I had a request. We take requests, like WOR, I don't know, WABC, take requests. As winter is here and many people wear sweaters from wool, does every sweater have to be checked? It means for shatness, in case. So I contacted the experts in the field, and here's something from the Shatness Laboratory in Lakewood, and I'll just read it to you, and that'll be the answer. Why do wool sweaters need to be tested? Because linen threads are used on occasion in the seams of sweaters. The linen threads are easily removed, and then the sweater is fine. Here is a picture of 100% lamb's wool polo by Ralph Lauren. A lady sweater had a red linen thread in its seam, as seen in the picture below. And so you can have it in the seams of sweaters. They use linen threads. That's why wool sweaters have to be checked. And then, right, in the seams, it seems, that's where they put on, like, strange threads. Not here in the seam of the sleeve of a beige Giordano 100% wool sweater. There was a brown reinforcement thread that was a cotton linen blend. So, kids, you have to check. That's the answer. What? A wool sweater used linen. I wasn't asked about the other way. Here's what they said about linen sweaters. What? No, what's the difference? I don't see a difference. Linen sweaters have to be tested because they can have wool threads in their joints. Also, the sweater may be sewn with a wool yarn. I don't know what that means. Anyway, you have to check sweaters. That's the bottom line. Okay, Chavis Halvavis. Shar Avos Hashem. We're towards the end of Perek Sheni, where he's talking about the different things you have to give up because of love of Hashem. And he says, Lefika Chidgish Lanu Hashliach, Olav HaShalom, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how the Chavis Halvavis refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. As Avos Hashem, Yisroman V'Yishad there, Shetiyah Shleima B'Nefesh, meaning even you're willing to sacrifice for Hashem, that's, you love Him more than anything else in the world, you're willing to sacrifice Nefesh, or meaning your Ratzon, really. In the context of the Chavis Halvavis here, it means your Ratzon, for whatever it is, Ubaguf, your comfort, Uvamamon. Sheyimser Hamamin Kolel of Avos Hashem. It's an interesting phrase. Don't be stingy. You don't hold back. It has to be total. The love of Hashem has to overwhelm everything else. So the Poshup shot in that is that you rein in your Yetzahara. You control your anger, you control your Taivis. You use your generosity, Yetzer Tov, for L'Shem Hashem. You don't just, you moser it to Hashem. You use it to express your Ava for Him. U'v'chol nafshecha, v'afilu notel es nafshecha, u'v'chol miyodecha, v'chol mamoncha. V'omru asei ritzoncha, v'mnei ritzono, and also batel ritzoncha, v'mnei ritzono. V'efshe shekamo, then he says, means has a different take on that now. That maybe it means kviyas avos Hashem b'libeinu, both on the insides. You know, you have to love Him as a chavis halvavos. V'shetiyah gluya gam b'chitziyoseinu, and you have to show that you love Him, and that's what it would mean b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha, and I guess b'chol miyodecha would mean to show it. Kenus, the truth of Ahavoso, Lashem, Beseser Uva Goloi. Both. Seser is hard. You know, they each have a Milo. You know, they each have a particular difficulty. Beseser, obviously, you can't just exhibit or act, but you have to really feel that way. sometimes you could think you feel that way, but until you express it begolui, so it's you don't really feel that way, but you think you do. Like, you know, it's easy just to have a passing thought, I love Hashem, but the test of that will be when it's l'maisa. So that's why he says b'seis ruv agolui ubepnimiusa ubechus ba'ofen shave shokol u'muzan k'maymer achosid olav ha'shalom libi ubesori yiranenu el kelchoi. So that's libi is the inside, ubesori is the outside. Okay, we'll stop here.